We're in Siman Tav Samach Zayin, Siv Beis, the Rama says, V'lachein, therefore, yesh lizar shelo yabo mayim o gesham mezalfa malachitim. You have to be careful that water or rain shouldn't drip onto the wheat. Ki az afilo nesbaku asurus, because then it is going to be prohibited. V'dagan shayamunach ba'aliyah, if you have grain that was in the attic, v'yardu gesham derech hagag b'ksas ha-makomus nesalach lechu, and when the rain fell, some of it got in through the roof, and some area got wet. Those pieces of grain that got wet are prohibited. But all the other areas, you're allowed to keep that grain because of a sveka. Maybe it didn't even rain on those pieces of grain. And even if it did rain on that area, maybe that area didn't become chametz even though it got wet. But to leave it to eat it on Pesach, that's going to be prohibited, and sexveka will only work for keeping it; it won't work for eating it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim who agree that one does not need to be machmir in a case of a hefsid. If there's any hefsid involved, if you are going to wait till after Pesach to eat it, then you would be allowed to eat it on Pesach. Or if there's a Simchas Yom Tov issue, then you would be allowed to eat it. The Shaar Tzion explains this is based on the Taz, the Chok Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Chai Adam, and the Pri Chadash, that Medina, it's really mutter to eat because of the Svek Sveka. The Ramah's reasoning for being Machmir Le'in Achila is very unclear according to the Achronim, and that's why they were maskim to be mutter b'makom adchak. The Gras says the reason is because the Ramah holds that Chameitz is a Davar She'eshu Matirin, and a Svek Sveka does not work by a Davar She'eshu Matirin. However, according to the Mechaber that we saw in Taf Mem Zayin, Sif Beis, where it's clear that he holds that Chametz is not a Davar She'eshu Matirin, therefore, for sure, you could be Mekel B'makom HaDechak in a case of Hefsed, or a case where it's going to ruin your Simchas Yontif. Sif Gimel, Chitim Shabo B'Svina, if wheat was brought on a boat, Imim Yaveshos V'Kashos L'Nishtamer, and if they are dry and they are hard, and they still look like the original wheat, then we don't assume that it got wet at any point. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that this is only on specific boats, but those boats which are the wheat is carried in the bottom of the boat, or on the top of the boat, where it's highly likely that they got wet, so then you would not be allowed to assume that, and you should not buy from such boats. Sif Dalid, Shana Sharabu Gishamim, if there's a year where there's a lot of rain, V'yardu ala remos shabasado such ayuksasme ashibalim shala remos ma'alim tzmachim, and it fell onto the bundles such that some tzmachim grew on those bundles, ein choshen l'stam chitim shalosa shana, we're not concerned for the rest of the wheat, only the wheat that we see to have gotten wet, because we're able to follow the rov, and the rov did not become chametz. Mishnah Berurah does say that one needs to be careful, because those that sell wheat aren't careful about this, because most of them are not b'dei Torah, and therefore you should tell all the people who are selling grain in a year where there was a lot of rain, or there was a lot more water than usual, that they need to be careful to make sure to sell only wheat, which we know for sure did not get wet at any point.